Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We've got a good show for you today. Coming up later on in the program, we'll have a review of the new film Salt, starring Angelina Jolie. And right now on the musical portion of the program, we're going to be paying musical homage to Miss Jolie and wandering through her filmography featuring some film music selections from some of her more popular and less popular films. And we're going to begin with an early television movie that she starred in, featuring a wonderful score by composer Bruce Broughton. The film was called True Women. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
And that's music written for the film True Women by composer Bruce Broughton. Later on in the program, as I mentioned, we're reviewing the film Salt, starring Angelina Jolie. That movie was directed by Philip Noyce, but over a decade ago, Noyce and Jolie collaborated on another film, co-starring Denzel Washington, called The Bone Collector, and that movie featured music by Craig Armstrong. Let's take a listen. And that's music by Craig Armstrong, written for the film The Bone Collector. Jolie starred as video game character Lara Croft in two of the Tomb Raider movies. Here's music from the second one, entitled Lara Croft Tomb Raider: The Cradle of Life. This is written by Alan Silvestri. And that's music written for Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life. Next up, a gentle and very nuanced score by composer James Horner, written for a very underwhelming drama entitled Beyond Borders, in which Jolie co-starred with Clive Owen. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from Beyond Borders by James Horner. Jolie played a memorable supporting role in the action-adventure Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, which featured a grand old-fashioned score by Edward Shearmer. Take a listen. Thank you. That's music written for the film Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow by composer Edward Schirmer. Next up, Vangelis provides us with music from the Oliver Stone epic Alexander. Take a listen. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. We're featuring music from films starring Angelina Jolie on the program today. Next up, we offer a selection from an animated movie to which Jolie lent her voice. That's the film Kung Fu Panda, featuring music by Hans Zimmer and John Powell. Take a listen. That's music from Kung Fu Panda by Hans Zimmer and John Powell. Mr. Powell also provided us with the memorable score for the action movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith, in which Jolie co-starred with her now husband, Brad Pitt. Take a listen. That's music from Mr. and Mrs. Smith, written by John Powell. Next up, we feature another score from Alan Silvestri, this time written for Robert Zemeckis' motion capture film Beowulf. Take a listen. That's music from Beowulf by Alan Silvestri. Finally, composer Danny Elfman provides us with a couple of selections from the movie Wanted. I didn't particularly care for the movie that much, but it did have an entertaining score, and the film certainly one of Jolie's more popular outings of recent years. Let's take a listen now to some of that score. Thank you. and that's music from Wanted, written by Danny Elfman. Now it's time for this week's movie review of the new film, Salt. I have to admit, the trailers for Salt didn't exactly inspire much excitement in yours truly. It looked like a fairly typical action film rooted in a typical innocent person wrongly accused plot, a bit of generic noise to fill a gap in the summer movie season. I'm glad to have been proven wrong. Salt is one of the loopiest films of the summer, but also a tremendously well-crafted thriller and a grandly entertaining experience. Angelina Jolie plays Evelyn Salt, a CIA agent who's been given the task of interrogating a Russian spy claiming a desire to defect to the U.S. During her interview, the Russian suggests that there is an assassination being plotted by a mole within the CIA. He claims that this mole's name is Evelyn Salt. The interview grinds to a halt, and Salt's superiors demand that she be put into custody until the matter can be examined further. Not willing to sit around and answer questions, Salt makes a run for it and attempts to escape the grasp of the CIA and FBI while simultaneously looking for a way to clear her name. So begins a tense, action-packed journey to a surprising finish line. It becomes clear rather quickly that Salt is a film that's been dipped in a giant vat of crazy sauce. We realize this as soon as the Russian defector fills us in on a super-secret Russian program which brainwashes orphans and trains them to become sleeper agents in America. Apparently, the man we know as Lee Harvey Oswald was actually one of the first notable members of this particular program. This plunge into territory that even Oliver Stone might find over the top is only the beginning of the eyebrow-raising development Salt has to offer over the course of its lean 99-minute running time. This much must be said. The movie is neither formulaic nor predictable. The director is Philip Noyce, a talented guy whose work includes serviceable Hollywood fare like Clear and Present Danger, Patriot Games, and The Bone Collector, and ambitious dramas like Rabbit Proof Fence and The Quiet American. While Salt isn't on the level of the latter two films, it represents Noyce hitting an all-time high as an entertainer. The action scenes in the movie are crafted with remarkable skill and precision, steadily increasing the level of tension and excitement as the film proceeds. There's a refreshing amount of professional nuts and bolts craftsmanship on display, as the scenes are largely staged without the aid of CGI or silly special effects. It's such a nice change of pace to witness an action movie in which the presence of computers is almost entirely unfelt. Real stunt work, real sets, and practical effects are the name of the game in Salt, and these elements are being employed by a director who knows what he's doing. The film was originally intended as a vehicle for Tom Cruise, who would have been wise to stick with it. Salt proves considerably more enjoyable than Cruise's limp summer action comedy Night and Day, though it's doubtful that Cruise could have managed to be as enigmatically compelling in the lead role as Angelina Jolie. It's a treat to witness the actress handle this material. She's effortlessly confident and undeniably effective as an action star. Actors are traditionally called upon to show us what they're feeling, but Jolie's task in Salt is to make us question whether what she's emoting is honest or an act. The film's ad campaign has been built upon the question, who is Salt? That's a question you'll keep asking yourself for quite a long while. The show belongs to Noyce and Jolie, but both receive crucial support from a host of talented supporting cast and crew members. Liev Schreiber and Chiwetel Ejiofor are both crisply professional in their roles as government agents attempting to capture Salt and get to the bottom of the mystery. Oscar-winning cinematographer Robert Elswit brings an exceptional level of visual flair and atmosphere to the sort of film that doesn't usually receive such treatment. Composer James Newton Howard delivers an exceptionally exciting score, which does a nice job of adding to the film's sense of momentum. I can certainly see why someone might come out of Salt shaking their head at what they'd just witnessed. The film is unapologetically mad, as Kurt Wimmer's screenplay often feels like it was written by an insomniac 15-year-old in 1985. I mean that in the best possible way. Even so, I was thrilled to witness a film that managed to blend such fine technical merits with a delightfully unconventional plot. Most of the folks at my screening were chuckling happily at the film's conclusion, which I believe is precisely the reaction the film is aiming for. So grab a bucket of popcorn and add some salt. Odds are you'll have a good time. Gets a rating of 3.5 stars out of 4. And that concludes our time together on the program today. I hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll tune in again next week for more music and movie reviews. In the meantime, we'll close out with this selection. This is a song from Danny Elfman, written for the film Wanted. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.